And we are back. In the previous segment, we were discussing some of the problems that come up with identity theft. And during the break, we were talking about the fact that it's going to snow tomorrow. We record this show, even though you're listening on a Saturday morning, we record this show on Thursdays. And I just realized that they're going to be salting the roads ahead of the snow, which I didn't know they could do. So theoretically, when you're driving around, listen to this on Saturday morning, and there's snow, there shouldn't be any on the roads, if I'm understanding how this is supposed to work. So they've got some special kind of ice. Is that right, Agnes? Did you know about this?
Yeah, they always salt before it snows, and then so hopefully it will all be melted off the roads.
Salt before it snows? I didn't know that. I'm from the Midwest, where we have lots of snow, and I always saw the salt trucks come out after it snowed.
Yeah, but around here, if you hear the S word, then people freak out, and all the schools close.
The bread and milk is gone.
The bread and milk is gone. The schools
Agnes,
closed.
Agnes, we grew up around here. We know.
That's right.
All right. So there should be, what, 2 or 3 inches of snow everywhere else except on the roads. They should all be black still, I guess, right? All right. So we were talking about ID theft and running down some of the ways you might protect yourself. One of the major things to keep track of is when you're surfing the web, to the extent that you're considering making a purchase, you know, from some online retailer, and you're going to be giving that retailer some information, you know, like your credit card number and so on, you have to make absolutely certain that you're really dealing with that retailer. So you need to look at the address bar to make sure that it actually says Macy's or it says Walmart or whatever the institution is that you're dealing with, and not some strange other address that doesn't really imply the place that you're really visiting. Another thing to keep track of is that when you're about to make a purchase over the internet, you have to be really on a secured site. When you're about to give your credit card information, it has to be encrypted. Otherwise, it's wide open for all the thieves to see. How do you figure that out? By looking down at probably the bottom right-hand corner of your screen, you should see a padlock. And in the address bar where it says HTTP, which, by the way, stands for Hypertext Transport Protocol, which I have no idea what that really means, it should have an S on the end, HTTPS, and the S stands for secured. If you don't see that little S behind the HTTP, or you don't see that padlock probably in the lower right-hand corner near your icon tray, you're not on a secured website, and that's bad news. And even if you are on a secured website, you have to make sure that it's the real website, because it could be a hoax website that looks and is secured, but it's secured between you and the bad guys. So you really kind of need to keep track of that. One of the overarching principles of not losing your identity to a thief is to not leave a paper trail behind you. So when you're getting gas or you're making a purchase, somewhere at the convenience store and you get your credit card receipt, even though maybe 12 out of the 16 numbers on that credit card receipt are X'd out and the only the last four appear, keep that receipt and put it in your trash can with your shredding. Don't just throw it in the bin, because that's going to be a favorite place for thieves to look. A couple of tips when you're using an ATM machine is that, first of all, you ought to be aware of your surroundings. That means don't use the ATM if the surroundings don't seem like they're safe. Just use a different ATM. Once you choose to use the ATM, stand really close to the ATM, like a goalie would in front of a hockey net, to cut down the angle of view for those people who are around you. It is not unheard of for thieves to use cameras that are aimed towards the ATM machine from an angle to keep track of which buttons you're pushing on your keypad so that they can learn your PIN. That happens. Some thieves actually resort to putting cameras right on the ATM itself. They actually make it look as if it's part of the ATM interface, but it's not. It's just something that they've stuck on there to track your information. So what they do, somehow, I don't really understand it, they end up creating a card that is essentially your card, and then they have everything they need. So when you get your credit card statements at the end of the month, review them, look for activity that doesn't seem like it belongs. And the moment you see any activity like that, of course, report it. Another thing that you probably should consider doing is to order a credit report at least annually. A couple of years ago, the law changed in North Carolina, at least, so that everyone is able to order a free credit report at least once per year. And since there are three credit reporting bureaus or three credit agencies, effectively, every person is entitled to three free credit reports every single year. So some people advise for the first time you order these credit reports, order all three at the same time and then compare them. And then maybe in the next year, you can order one credit report every 4 months and just cycle through the various credit agencies, which would be Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. So that's a good way to monitor your credit. And if you think about all these commercials that you see on the TV and hear on the radio about free credit reports, the irony is that my belief is that most of those credit reports are not actually free. What they're hawking are what we call conditional sales. You can get a free credit report only if you buy some other service, which is not really the spirit of being free at all. So the only way I know of to get a correct free credit report is actually to contact the credit bureaus directly, or there is one website that really is free, and it's called annualcreditreport.com. So remember this. If you see the word free in the website of a credit report issuer, the credit report probably isn't really free because they're selling something else. So the free one is annualcreditreport.com. One quick tip before we head out of here for the next break is that you can reduce the junk mail that you get by opting out. You can call a number to opt out and really reduce the junk mail you get. I'll give you the number when we return. My name is Glenn, host of Investor IQ. Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll be back in just a moment.